Hi, this is Jonathan Melville. Thanks for listening to this shortish audio boo. It's a follow-up to one I made a few days ago about a small Scottish film that was made in 1980 by director Bill Forsyth, who also gave us Gregory's Girl and Local Hero, two amazing films, and Gregory's Two Girls, which is not quite as amazing. This was his first film, and set in Glasgow, made in Glasgow, starring Glasgow actors. The film is about a group of teenagers who aren't having much joy in life and decide to carry out a heist in the city. Now, the film was released in the UK in 1980 and came out then again in America in 1984. The American version was quite different to the British one in that the soundtrack had changed quite a bit. The voices had been got rid of and new posh accents put on top, and even the music has changed. So what I'm going to do is just play a couple of, well, the same scene, one from the version that's just been released, the American one, and one from the original film, which has turned up on my doorstep today, and just to let you see what I'm talking about, to see if is it just me, or is there quite a difference here, and if you can imagine this over a period of 90 minutes, just all these changes just building up, it gets quite unwatchable. So anyway, here we go. Here's a scene starring Robert Buchanan and John Gordon Sinclair, and I'll then play it again from the original version with their original accents.
It's good to have you with us. It's a big job, but it's simple, and that's the beauty of it. We're all going to be rich. You finished with this role here? Big, big money. Capital for anything you want. I'm going to make you rich. Come on. Really rich,
Two coffees and a roll and sausage, wasn't it?
Yeah.
37 pence, please.
I wonder if you could take care of the coffees. Look, I've left my wallet in my other jacket pocket. Honest, I'll square you up later, I'm sorry. You're a screwball. Big money, eh? Lots of capital. Do what you want. You can't even buy me a coffee. I'm sorry.
But how do you expect me to do a robbery?
Hey. A robbery? You can't even buy me a cup
Look,
of coffee.
That's what we're doing it for. We've no money just now.
You can't do a robbery without money, can you?
Okay, so that was the newer version, and here is the same clip from the original.
It's good to have you with us. It's a big job. But it's simple, and that's the beauty of it. We're all going to be rich. Now, you finish with this role here. Big, big money. Capital for anything you want. I'm going to make you rich.
Two coffees and a roll of sausage, wasn't it?
Yeah.
57 pence, please.
I wonder if you could take care of the coffees. Look, I've left my wallet in my other jacket pocket. Honestly, I'll square you up later, I'm sorry.
You're a screwball. Big money, eh? Lots of capital, do what you want. You can't even buy me a coffee.
I'm sorry.
How do you expect to do a robbery? A robbery, and you can't even buy me a cup
Look,
of coffee.
That's what we're doing it for. We've no money just now.
Can't do a robbery without money, can you?
So there you go. Same scene, two different versions. To me, the last one I played there is the superior. First of all, the music is completely different, giving it a bit more of a dingy sort of feel to it, rather than the sort of upbeat, bizarre pop music in the newer one. But that's just me. I don't like it. I don't know what you think. If you're thinking of buying the film, if you've never seen it before, and you want to buy it in DVD, well, I certainly wouldn't recommend it. If you can find the old VHS, then go for it. Or you might want to get in touch with the people that distributed it and ask them to re-release it. If you want to comment on this at all, you can either follow me on Twitter, which is, my name on there is It's On, It's Gone, which is ITSONITSGONE, or head over to the blog where I'll also post this audio boo, which is itsonitsgone.com. Anyway, thanks for listening, and speak to you soon. Cheers, bye.